T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is the shooting aboard this Greyhound bus in the Grapevine. This was a bus that was out of Los Angeles, bound for the Bay Area. 6 people on board were shot. The injuries range from moderate to critical. The shooter is in custody. CBS 2 reporter Tina Patel is at the Valero station in Lubeck, where the bus finally stopped.
The bus had left Los Angeles around 11:45, and it was about an hour and a half into its journey when someone opened fire. Passengers, most of them tell us that the lights were out, they were asleep, and all of a sudden they heard the shots and they heard a man screaming, but they don't know exactly who he was or what he was screaming or why he was shooting. The bus driver was able to get off the Grapevine exit and pull over at a gas station, and that gunman was taken into custody, but CHP doesn't have any information about who he is or what kind of weapon he had.
Yeah, that's going to come out throughout the morning. We understand he was a passenger on board, but again, the motive for the shooting remains unclear. 6 people taken to the hospital. There were 40 people aboard the bus at the time.
Cold, windy morning here in Southern California. Let's go to Porter Ranch and find out more about this. Here's our John Baird.
The wind started kicking up about 1 a.m., knocking out power to nearly 7,000 residents in the L.A. area. You could see the trees swaying violently next to the streetlights. In fact, the winds knocked down tree branches onto the westbound 118 freeway, and a car smacked into them, disabling the car. There was also a tree ripped out of the ground in El Segundo overnight, and of course, you've got those power outages, all because of these strong, ice-cold winds. Todd Borick is a Weather Channel meteorologist.
Highest wind speeds across the mountains, Santa Clarita, as well as San Fernando valleys. Lower elevations, L.A. and Ventura County coasts, including downtown, could see winds upwards of 50 miles an hour.
Winds were reported at around 80 miles an hour in the San Gabriel Mountains. The Antelope Valley in particular is being hit hard, with a high wind warning in effect until noon today and a hard freeze watch in effect until Tuesday. And then again Tuesday night into Wednesday morning as a result of temperatures dropping into the teens. The LA County Health Officer, in fact, has issued cold weather alerts for the early part of the week in a number of areas. Call it the big chill. Live in Porter Ranch, John Baird, KNX 1070.
The memorial outside Staples Center for Kobe Bryant is being taken down, cataloged one piece at a time. Let's get more live from KNX 1070's Craig Figner. He's down at Staples Center.
And this is probably going to take some time. I mean, the tributes to Kobe Bryant are just countless out here. This is in the LA Live courtyard just outside of Staples Center. They're going to start collecting everything today, and that's because they need to clear the area for other events. But this is going to be a huge task.
On behalf of Vanessa Bryant and the family, and at their request, is catalog each item that is out there. And by that, I mean the T-shirts, the balls, the stuffed animals, any toys. And we're going to put those in special containers, and we're going to ship those to the family.
That's Lee Zeidman. He is the Staples Center president. So it's going to be ultimately up to the Bryant family exactly to decide what they would like to do with all of these items. Now, a lot of the things that people have left here are perishable. We're talking namely, you know, flowers. Those are going to be made into mulch, and we understand that that mulch will be used here at Staples Center. Reporting live downtown Los Angeles, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Traffic was an absolute nightmare around Staples Center over the weekend, certainly Saturday night. It was just gridlock there at Olympic and Figueroa. And it's going to be another traffic nightmare for many of us in Hollywood this week as the Oscar presentation is getting underway.
gosh, if we didn't have the Oscars, I'm not sure if people are coming to Hollywood.
Paul Goldman, who owns the Everything's $10 store in Hollywood, he's been in business for 10 years and says it's what you do in Hollywood.
Somewhat of a coup and a privilege. With that said, certainly there's an effect on local business in that traffic is averted, sidewalks, Starline buses, tourism is affected. Everything is affected, but it's a balance.
Shelly Ann Kelly owns All-Star Showbiz Tours, and she agrees.
It's Hollywood, and people, when they come to Hollywood, all the fans, they're so excited to think they're going to see a star walking down the street or see, walk and watch them walking into the Academy Awards or the Dolby Theater.
Kelly and Goldman agree, too, that parking can be a nightmare, which can lead to frustrations, but they just deal with it. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Almost 200 people who may have been exposed to coronavirus are under federal quarantine at the March Air Reserve Base. That's out in Riverside County. And officials there are being warned to expect at least 250 more. Three large tents have been set up to house additional evacuees in case their planes are diverted to the Inland Empire in case of bad weather or if the jets need refueling.
A former delivery driver is set to be arraigned today at the airport courthouse, where he will face additional charges related to the alleged hate crime attacks. The attacks occurred in West L.A., Inglewood, Culver City, and were all on men that he believed were members of the LGBTQ community. One victim stabbed at a fast food restaurant, the DA adding a couple of felony counts of battery and another count of exhibiting a deadly weapon.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.